Hello and welcome back to Joe's Art History Podcast, a podcast that celebrates all things art historical with me, your host and your resident art historian, Joe McLaughlin. Hello and welcome back. It is episode 62 and this week it's another mashup episode and I revisit one of the most important questions that I ask, well, try and remember to ask each and every single guest to the podcast, and that is, why is art important? Now, the purpose of asking this question, or as I've said, trying to remember to ask this question to every single guest that I've had on the podcast, is really to build an archive of answers and really try and find the links between them all. For me, I feel that we live in a society where there's not enough importance placed on the arts, and by purely asking everyone that I have on this podcast the same question, we can get lots of different various responses, and it just really sort of backs up the argument, in my opinion, as to why the arts are important, and that it communicates and does so many different things, and it's not just something that's visually beautiful to look at. There's stories behind it, there's histories, there are communities, messages being created and communicated, and allowing history to inform the present and also the present to walk alongside the greats of the past. It's a very big question when you're asked it off the cuff. And it's something that I think all my guests do a great job of answering and bringing their own spin to it. And now, I've done one of these mashup episodes before, actually, so I think if you look further back in the podcast, it's round about the number 50 episode mark, and I look at 4 responses from previous podcast guests. Now, interestingly, this time round, I have picked 4 episodes at complete random, and the 4 that I have randomly selected all really beautifully link to each other and what the guest believes the reason to be why art is important. So sit back and relax as we go back through the archive and discuss, why is art important? Enjoy. Okay, so first up, I'm going to take you way back to episode 35. And this was when I interviewed the incredible Joanna Oates, aka Jo Oates. And we had a wonderful podcast episode where we discussed Georgia O'Keeffe. And Georgia was somebody I really didn't know too much about, and I really enjoyed recording this episode with Jo. She is so passionate about O'Keeffe. She's really helped inform her own practice as an artist and was a really pivotal figure for Jo as a young female growing up. And what's even more interesting is actually this is my most listened to episode. It's literally at the moment, it's between this and another episode, but there's about 20 downloads/streams in it. But currently this is the episode that has been streamed the most. And this is Jo Oates' response to when I asked the question, why is art important?
My final question is, why is art important?
Oh, that is big. It's important. Well, if it's important to everyone or important to me, or is that a both question?
whatever road you want to go down.
I think when I think about it, I think that they are actually the same thing. I think art allows you, and this is true for me actually, and that's a whole other conversation, but it allows you to express things that you couldn't express in other ways, particularly verbally or writing them down. It's amazing how a colour, a brushstroke, a form, a shape can help you like showcase something you're feeling in a way that a word can't. I think that's my main reason why art is important. And that's it. Yeah, and it helps, and therefore it helps people express themselves and help us sort of make sense of the world.
And so funny that you said that there, actually, because that reminded me of something that I read about O'Keeffe, and that's what she said about colour, is that and form and shapes, is that she can express something better in a form than what she can in words. And there's a quote that I read somewhere, it might be on the Metropolitan Museum of Art's website, where she says,
And this is modern day Joe jumping in now. Now, really annoyingly, when I was recording this episode and a few episodes from season one, I was using an app to record each episode where I would essentially connect via a WhatsApp call and it would allow me to record, which was incredible. But every now and again, I had this issue where the audio would overlap, and I'm not a tech wizard. So essentially, I say the quote and Joe, it sounds like Joe speaks over me, and she doesn't, not in real life, but in the recording, that's just how it's been caught. And when I looked at my notes for the podcast episode, I couldn't find the quote from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. However, I did find this one. And Akif has been quoted in 1976 saying, "The meaning of a word to me is not as exact as the meaning of a colour. Colours and shape make a more defined statement than words." And I think that's just really further emphasising what Joe was trying to say there and expressing the idea that art is such a powerful communication tool, and it really helps people navigate and express themselves in a way that perhaps words fail to do, or perhaps words just don't grasp the depths of some feelings. I really find this when I'm upset or I'm having a bit of a bad day. I do turn to art to is something that really helps me, I don't know, empathize with a scene or a situation. And it's a really, really powerful tool to help you tune into emotions and sometimes even understand emotions that you didn't know that you had. And O'Keefe is somebody that very famously uses colour as a way of capturing her emotions and her feelings during a situation while she's painting. And I thought that was a really beautiful and thought-provoking response from Joe. And when you know Joe's practice, so if you want to look her up, Joanne Oates, colour is such a driving factor in Joe's practice. So when you compare Joe with George O'Keefe, you can really, really see why and how Joe looks to Georgia to not inform her practice, but inspire her practice in the boldness of colour and exploration and what she's trying to communicate through that. Now, once again, dipping back into the archives, and we're going way, way back here. I believe this is episode 28. And it's when I speak to the wonderful art historian, Bryony Large, about the ideal female figure in art history. It's an incredible episode. If you haven't listened to it, please, please, please go back and listen to it. We speak about four or five different works of art throughout art history where women's bodies have been idealized. And particularly what stands out for me in this conversation is where we talk about Mark Quinn's Fourth Plinth sculpture, which is the very, very famous work of Alison Lapper. Now, if you haven't listened to the podcast, please go back and listen to it. It's episode 28. But here is Bryony's response when I asked her the question, why is art important?
Art is important because it communicates such big topics with very little words, and it acts as such a great learning tool of not only the present, but also the past. Of culture, of society, of politics. It's such a great learning tool, art is, and it runs parallel with everyday life, with what goes on in our world, and it's great for future generations to kind of use as like a history class, really. But yeah, it's so important. It communicates topics that sometimes words just can't do right. So yeah, that's probably my answer for that one.
I love that, and I love that you said that it runs parallel with everyday life, because it does, and it's so important. It can be used in so many different ways, and yeah, as an indicator for how you feel, how you respond to things, as a tracker for moments in time, and even something like, you know, Alison Lapper's sculpture, you know, if that was unveiled today, for example, in 2021, would it have kicked up the same amount of controversy and essentially upset what it did, but that's why it's so important within its time. You know, 2005 really wasn't a long time ago. It might be for, you know, young people listening to this, but it's really, really not.
I think that's a really incredible point that Bryony makes, that art history does run parallel with today. Art history is now. Contemporary art today will one day be the art history of the future. This is why I find art history endlessly fascinating. It's always an art, rather, endlessly fascinating. It's always evolving. People are always finding new avenues to explore. People are finding ways to use it as powerful communication tools for perhaps something that would fall flat otherwise, or big statement pieces. If you think of what happened in Bristol in 2020 during the Black Lives Matter protests with the sculpture of Edward Colston, who was taken from his plinth and thrown into the docks. It was such a powerful moment that art and present day made happen, and it's become a legacy project. It's really made people think, oh my goodness, in public art we're not showing a diversity of faces and genders, and we're actually needing to look into the history of these people who have really horrendous associations with slavery and all sorts of things. Art is a great way of communicating these stories and celebrating these stories and really helping people reevaluate history now. And yeah, I thought that was a really beautiful point made from Bryony, that the two, history and contemporary art, run parallel and really do inform and bounce off each other, and will continue to do so as long as the world keeps spinning. Now, one of my favourite conversations from season two was actually from James Hadley, who came on to discuss Iron Age and Celtic treasures. It's something that, and I feel like I say this a lot on the podcast, it's something I knew absolutely nothing about. I'd seen it in museums, I'd been to the British Museum, and had probably completely walked right past it. And it's a fascinating history of objects because it's our history. These are sacred objects that James discusses that have been found in very normal places, and they were tokens and very treasured items. And this is what James has to say when I asked him, why is art important?
And my question is, why is art important?
Because it's a language, I think. It's a way of communicating without saying anything. That, I mean, it sounds a bit wankery, to be honest, but it's like the important thing about art is that it kind of gives you not so much an identity, but it gives you kind of like a sense of purpose. So like, you know, when I was looking at these Celtic mirrors, you know, I felt like this is a part of me. This is like something that I have kind of inherited. And I don't know how to speak the language of it. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to figure it out. And like everything is going there. Like every kind of decision you make is in some ways communicating something. So art is simply the way of kind of communicating. Well, yeah, communication. It's important to show the art thing. I wish I wrote it down now. I had the whole thing.
Did you? I was interviewed, oh my God, like a year and a half ago for a little magazine. And they asked me that question at the end. And I was like, how dare you throw that back on me? It's such a tough question. And it's one that, off the cuff, but I completely agree with you. It was like your answer is beautiful. It is a way of communicating, and it's a way of allowing us to sort of remember civilizations that have like long since gone and ask important questions like, why are these things here? Where did these people go? Why didn't they go with their owners? And actually contemplate on sort of sadder aspects of things as well, and what it is to be human and to have lived through these things when people didn't really read or write, but they could make and teach people skills and learn and leave
yeah, and like cultural touchstones and things, yes, like ways of, I mean, I personally think that like language itself is an art.
I feel, oh my goodness, I loved recording this episode with James. I learned so, so much. And it really made me think about why items are made. Why are things created? Particularly, as I just said there, if people couldn't read or write, but they had the ability to make and the time to make, and it was important to make something and communicate and show your styles and your interests and your objects off. People used to have little mantelpieces where they would show off items that they had made and things like that. I love asking that question, and art history allows you to ask this. Why were these things made? Why was this important? Who wore it? Why did they adorn it in such a way? Why was it this colour? Why was it this shape? Why this pattern? And I feel that as well as objects and jewellery. You can do that with anything. You can do it with clothes. You can do it with paintings that were commissioned. And I just think art history and art really allows you to just remember people that aren't here anymore and keep stories alive. Even if you don't really know the story, you'll see these incredible mirrors. If you go to the British Museum, first of all, I'd say listen to the episode. James is so knowledgeable and so passionate about this subject, but a lot of the works that we discuss are at the British Museum. And I just think seeing these things allows you, even if you don't know the full story, to even come up with your own story of what these people used to do. And it's really people finding these objects that shaped entire research books and histories and all sorts of things. It's just incredible. And art is allowing that to happen in present day, despite it being hundreds and hundreds of years ago that these things were made. And we discuss a shield actually that was pulled out of the Thames. And just to think that someone made that for someone to carry into battle, what were they trying to say to someone or say to an oncoming army using this beautiful crafted work of art? Anyway, I could go on and on and on about it. It's a great episode, so please do go back and listen to it. And finally, this was also another episode in season two that really stood out for me for lots and lots of reasons. And it was my episode with Melody Thornton, who discusses the depiction of rape and assault within art history. And it's really the first time I recorded an episode where when Melody pitched the topic to me, I thought, my God, it's really, really important because it's so true. A lot of art history shows women as inferior and as victim. And Melody does a really beautiful job in the episode of retelling these stories. I actually didn't realise it was from discussing this with Melody that Medusa, the Greek god who turns people to stone, everyone thinks that she's evil. She's not evil. The reason she can turn people to stone is because she was cursed, because Zeus was in love with her and then she slept with someone else, and to get back at her because she was so beautiful, he made it that no one could ever look at her again. And I just think these stories, you think it's one narrative and it's not. And again, art is a great way of reevaluating these stories, retelling these stories. Anyway, here is Melody's answer when I asked her, why is art important?
Before I go, I don't know if you've listened to the podcast previously, but I always ask people the same last question, and it's a pretty big one. So,
oh, go on.
And so the question is, why is art important?
Oh, because it brings joy, it educates. In my darkest days, I just have to look at a piece of artwork or read a book about art. I'd rather read about art than read fiction, because the stories are there. I mean, everybody has art in the house. Everybody, even people who don't even think they're into art, they've got something in their house. They've got some picture on the wall or some ornament. It's all art. How can you not like art? It's for everybody.
That's it. Oh, I love it. That is amazing. And I completely agree with you, but this is the whole point.
But everything is art. Toilets are art. I mean, someone had to design a toilet. That's someone had to design a car. Someone had to design a house, a radiator, a pair of scissors. You know, it's not always about function. It's about the fact that, why do you choose one pair of scissors over a different pair of scissors?
Yeah.
Because one speaks to you more than the other.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, and clothing as well is a great
everything.
Way how people express themselves, and it is an art form. And
that's what I would say. My sons they're very much of like, Mom, what's the point of it? And it's like, what are you wearing? What is it? You know, your duvet cover, you know, that you've chosen, there's a pattern on it. Why have you chosen it?
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. I've never really thought of that actually in terms of duvet covers, because I do think duvet covers say a lot about
people as well. And choose, I think you're drawn to something that speaks to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd all have just white duvets. But you choose a pattern for a reason. You choose wallpaper for a reason. You choose a colour of a car for a reason. You know, it's infinite.
And this is a point I always, always make. Art is everywhere, and it can be literally everything. And I loved that I had randomly picked, as I said earlier, I randomly picked all of these four episodes. And I absolutely love that this is the one that I get to end on. Art is everywhere. Everything you wear, everything you use, from the mug that you have to the laptop that you use, it is a piece of art and design. Someone has spent time crafting that, making that, enabling you to use it. How can art not be important when it is literally the foundation of everything around you, everything you touch, everything you see? It's just incredible. And again, I just want to say to Melody, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful response to that question, why is art important? And she really did just come out of that, and she had no idea that I asked this question. And I thought it very much resonated with me and how I feel about art, and why I feel that we all need to champion art so, so much. So there you have it. That is the end of the episode. I hope these responses and my thoughts looking back on them have inspired you, have encouraged you to celebrate art in any way possible. And if you have a response to why is art important, please do write to me on Instagram or via email. I would love to hear why you think art is important. And who knows, maybe if I get enough listener responses, I'll do a whole episode dedicated to everyone that's written in, and I can share your responses and your reasons with the world. Let's see how many we get. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'll see you in 2 weeks for a new one. Bye. And there you have it, another episode of Joe's Art History Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please make sure to like, rate, and subscribe. It does really help in letting other people find us. You can listen to Joe's Art History Podcast on any streaming platform, and you can also watch it in a video format on YouTube. If you would like to support the podcast in any way, I have now released an Amazon wish list, which you can also find in the show notes below. This will allow you to donate in part or purchase in full an art historical text that is of interest to me and that will help in research towards future episodes. And it would be really wonderful if you've listened to quite a lot of these, if you could buy that as a way of marking patronage towards the podcast, that would be brilliant. If you would like to get in touch, please do. It's always lovely to hear from people. You can email me, joesarthistory@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with me via Instagram, which is @joesarthistory, or you can search for my name, Joe McLaughlin, via Instagram, and you will find me there.
That's all we have from the podcast this week. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, I'll remind you to keep learning and remember, art is for all. Bye.